Welcome to the podcast. This is Megan.
Hello, this is Megan.
Megan, hi, Megan, it's Tony and Ryan. How are you?
Megan. Oh my god, hi.
Oh my god, I thought you couldn't hear us.
Oh my god.
Oh my god,
oh my god. Sorry, is it Megan or Megan? I know us Australians that really suck at this name. So what do you go by?
We say Megan here.
Megan, I would never say anything else but Megan. And Megan, would you approve this podcast?
Absolutely.
Yay!
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh, thanks, Megan.
Hey, it's Megan from Oregon, and I approve this podcast.
It's great to be here. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Tony Lodge. This is Ryan John.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Come on, I thought I'd do a quick little intro.
I like it.
Are you upset because you normally do that?
Well, what else would I do? You do everything else.
Oh, mate, I'm just trying to be involved.
I've got a whole
box of gloves from yesterday's...
You're too involved.
Yesterday's yeah. Prop. So do you know that these gloves were $6?
It's money well spent.
Yeah. I mean, now we've got 40 gloves left to use.
Physical comedy. Speaking of money, I've spent some of your money, and I'll get to that later on today.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. But first of all, if you're from Australia,
I am.
You're about to learn if you're from a rich Australian suburb.
Oh.
And if you're not from Australia, allow us to welcome you in to rich Australian culture.
The inside goss.
So here's a list of things where you can tell if you're in like a good neighborhood or a bad neighborhood.
Oh.
And the weird thing for us, Tony, we're in Richmond at the moment, and Richmond's a real mix.
Because
there's some rich people around, but there's also some fucking interesting characters.
Yeah, we also have an injecting centre.
Yep.
There
was a nude guy at the front of our house who was just being arrested one time.
We also have like a private hospital, a really like high-end
private hospital. A lot of nice cars on the road, but then you will see some like fuck things. So we're in this strange I think we see some parts of these richness, but we also see the dark side.
In fairness to me, you live on a nicer side than I do.
Yeah, where I used to live in Docker Street was real close to the bars and pubs and the riffraff at night and the youths.
It's loud.
Yeah.
And we're right near the MCG as well. So
when the footy's on, it's
fucked. When the footy's on, yeah.
But Tony, as someone who's lived in Australia, tell me if you think these are in fact signs that you live in a rich Australian suburb.
Okay.
If there's a local R.M. Williams store.
Oh, rich.
Yeah. R.M. Williams stores do not exist in not rich suburbs.
No fucking way.
Tick that box, fair?
100%.
Do people overseas know what R.M. Williams is?
Worldwide brand. So it's like an Australian leather goods brand and clothing and apparel.
But like beautiful leather boots and leather shoes.
Yeah, the boots are like $400 or $500 each.
And these ain't the style can be a work boot, but no one's like doing work in an R.M. Williams.
It's like it's kind of turned into like a preppy thing.
Absolutely.
Where like if you were going to wear a Ralph Lauren button up with a puffer vest.
And some nice slacks.
Some chinos.
Those?
Some coffee coloured chinos.
Yep. Yep.
And an R.M. Williams boot.
Yeah.
You probably went to a private boys school. Absolutely. And you probably play soccer.
Or rugby union.
Or rugby, yes, exactly.
Definitely not rugby league.
No.
Row. Would you row?
Oh, yeah, you could be a coxswain.
Yeah. A what?
You know how that's like what the head rower's called?
I think it's just called a cox.
Coxman. Cockhead. If you're wearing the R.M. Williams boots.
If your local chicken place is a char-grilled Charlie's.
Hello!
Tony, you had a cooked chicken salad the other night.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it from?
Char-Grilled Charlie's.
How was it?
But had to drive and pick it up because they do not deliver to my suburb. So if that tells you anything about where I live.
The joys of living
near
a nice suburb.
It's a fucking 40-minute round trip.
I did that one to Camberwell.
Yeah.
It's a commitment to drive out,
it's
order.
It's so fucking good.
It's so good.
But you can't get it delivered to our house. We are outside of the delivery zones.
That's how you know. That's a real shame. Driving the streets and not seeing random trolleys.
Oh, my God. What is that luxury?
So I remember driving around a nice suburb once.
Yeah.
And being like, what's the opposite of claustrophobic?
like free. Like
I felt breezy and calm.
Yeah. And open.
Open.
Yeah.
I felt like I could walk down footpaths and do whatever the fuck I wanted. And then I realized, oh, I'm not being caged by just random trolleys.
Yeah. And don't you also think, so like when you drive from Richmond like to Toorak, which is like a very nice rich area, you go like over the bridge and then there's no trolleys.
Nope.
The nature strip is like perfectly
mowed.
Yep. So like the lawn is green.
Yeah.
And all of the power lines are like don't have shoes on them.
No. Yeah. Or sometimes they're underground. You can't even see them.
Oh my, that fucks me up.
Yeah.
That's how insane.
That's technology. That's advancements.
How does that work? How do they bury them? That would be a huge job, isn't it?
Well, there'd be like little tunnels and pipes and
pipes?
Stuff.
Oh.
Not like through the pipes, but through like electrical pipes. Oh. Maybe.
Would they have to like dig up everything to get in there?
On one stage, yeah.
Wonder when they do that. They probably do it. Do you know what they probably do? They probably send everyone to Europe or they wait until like Australian winter.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, everyone's going to be in Greece for 3 weeks. Yeah. We'll do it now.
Everyone's
and they don't
in
even
Europe.
Have to send anyone a letter. Yeah, they're like, we know it. These houses will be empty.
That's so true.
No one's going to be on the road. You won't see a Porsche for 3 weeks.
Maybe that should be on the list. Just like you don't see people in June because they're in Santorini.
Yep. Yep, the Coles is empty.
Yep.
Not that they fucking go to Coles.
No.
The Pran Market. You can get a parking spot at the Pran Market.
Fancy cars with P plates.
Doesn't that just make you shit yourself?
So I don't know if other countries have P plates. When you're in your first 2 or 3 years of driving, there's literally a plate on your car that's a big red P that tells everyone that you're a new driver.
Yep.
I think the speed limit is sometimes can be slightly less.
Yep.
You can't drink at all
no,
on your
you have
P plate.
000.
Whereas other places you're allowed to have 2 beers or something like that. And when I see some punk 18-year-old fuckwit jump into a car that I could never even dream of, that fucking pisses me off.
So I only told the story last week of how I very recently bought, you know,
a nice car.
And, you know, it's a like, lower end, you know, like I didn't buy a fucking Maserati or anything.
It's the base model hatchback.
Yeah. Like, you know, we're fine.
It's nice, but like,
you know, like it's not fucking souped up or anything.
Yeah.
And then I was so literally the other day, I'm driving and I'm like in my pride and fucking joy car. And then someone with red P plates drives past in a fucking Range Rover.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, that car's probably like $300,000.
No, fuck this guy. Oh, Dad, can I borrow the car? Yeah, chuck your P plates on it, mate.
Yeah. And I'm like, don't breathe near my.
I've worked for 10 years straight to get a fifth of the car.
Literally.
That.
Yeah. I mean, I love it and it's mine, but fucking. Oof.
Yeah, that fucks me off. Speaking of cars, in regular suburbs, four-wheel drives will have like a tow bar so you can tow the caravan or the trailer or whatever. But in rich suburbs, four-wheel drives have ski racks.
I was literally about to say roof racks to put the fucking skis on.
To go to the snow. When not you said no one's enough. Around during July, they're either in Europe or at the snow. And similar, I think, like, is it Vail and Boulder in Colorado?
Oh, yeah.
Like where the rich people have their, like, chalet.
Aspen?
Yeah. People in Melbourne go to Buller or Hotham.
Yeah.
And us regular folk stay on sea level.
Yeah, I just work.
Yeah, I have a job.
I'm still trying to pay for the car that I bought.
In regular suburbs, bakeries are for loaves of bread. But in rich suburbs, bakeries are for Instagrammable cookies and like a gluten-free little muffin or a little treat or something like that.
Like a raw bar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would go as far to say is it's actually hard to buy a loaf of bread in a rich suburb bakery.
Yeah, unless you're buying like a spelt buckwheat fucking artisan sourdough or something. That's coming out of your ears. You can get one of those.
Yeah.
If you can afford it after you've paid for your fucking Land Rover Evoque because the bread's fucking $16 for a loaf and they don't even cut it up. I bought fancy bread. I bought fancy bread from the Pran Market the other week.
Is that for toast or sandwiches, doll?
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, could you do a thick toast cut? They're like,
Do you not have your own R.M. Williams knife at home?
Do you not have a Porsche knife? Don't you get the free knife block when you buy?
Why don't you get your help to cut it for you?
And I was just like, oh, yeah, like, could you cut it? And they, like, laughed and then put the whole thing in the bag and, like, thought I was making a joke.
Once they thought you were making a joke, did you just go along and pretend that, yes, you were making a joke?
Of course. My God, I'm not going to out myself. I'm like, ha, 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 look at this puffer jacket I'm wearing. It's not a North Face one, but it's fine.
So hard rubbish is when you put your big rubbish out on the nature strip and the local council comes around and cleans it up.
Like your old bookcase or a washing machine that doesn't work anymore.
So regular suburbs have mouldy, broken shit.
Yeah.
But have you driven around a fancy suburb during?
I've gotten a few bikes from a nice suburb's hard rubbish.
Couches that is like pretty good.
Yeah.
And a tarp I got a PS4.
What?
Yeah. Someone's upgrade. Is the PS5 out or something?
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, we'll just put it out in the nature strip.
Imagine not selling that. Or what? Like.
So apparently during hard rubbish in the fancy areas, people are like, mate, get the ute. Fucking let's roll.
Well, yeah. So I've gotten a few bikes before.
Yeah.
Like, because you're just driving around. You go, fuck, that bike looks all right.
I used to take.
Bikes are fucking expensive.
Yeah. Someone saw an e-scooter last week at Vic Gardens.
That would have been a good get. Wish I'd seen it.
I used to take a bike helmet just in my backpack during hard rubbish.
Oh, yeah.
Because I used to live like a few kilometres from my primary school because you just knew that somewhere along the way you'd find something with wheels.
Yep.
Sometimes it's a little tricycle that doesn't get you far, but I'll get you a couple hundred metres before you conk out and leave it somewhere else. Maybe you will get a nice bike that's yours for life. Maybe you just find, you know, like when like really little toddlers have like a little play trolley for their like toys?
Oh, yeah.
They're a lot of fun on a hill.
Oh, my God.
Daniel Buchanan once rode a desk chair down a massive hill.
Good for Daniel. Where's
he? Wasn't he? I'll tell you where he ended up because it was like a T intersection at the bottom of the hill. So he hit the gutter on the other side and he went flying and the chair stood there.
Oh.
Wonder how Danny's doing.
Yeah. Wow.
Finally, how you know you're in a rich suburb. Did you have in primary school, what were the rules in term one and term four about going outside?
No hat, no play.
Everyone knows no hat, no play.
Yep.
Standard rule in Australia.
Do you reckon that's only an Aussie thing?
If you don't have a hat?
No hat, no play.
Can't go outside if you don't have a hat.
No,
it's too hot.
No chance.
Sunburn's real.
You've got to stay inside. Like your teacher will not let you outside.
Fancy suburbs
have
fancy schools where the school hat is made out of like a straw brim.
Like a boater.
Whereas I went to a place with Legionnaires hats. What did you have?
What's a Legionnaire's hat?
You don't know what a Legionnaire's cap is?
Isn't Legionnaire's like an airborne disease?
Well, not if you're wearing the cap. So you it's like a regular hat, but it's got the flaps at the back.
Oh, my God. It is called a Legionnaire's hat. I thought that was a disease. Yeah, with the flap at the back.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to hear what my school
had? Oh, my God.
We had a red broad brim cotton hat that had a kookaburra on the front. Rolly Stone Primary School, represent 6111.
Represent Mark Waugh in the slips with the wide brim, like a cricket hat.
Yes. Yep. And it had like the honky nut like thing that you
did. Yeah.
Did
you tuck it up into your thing though? Because it wasn't cool to have the thing.
What?
You like fold it up and put it in the top of the hat.
Oh my God. No, I used to wear mine. Oh, my God, that explains so much.
No wonder you had no friends when you were younger.
Oh, my God, it's all coming back to me now.
It's all coming back to me now. Well, now you know why you're poor and Tony had no friends. Thanks for listening. Let's take a break.
Hey, it's Megan from Oregon, and you are listening to Tony and Ryan.
A massive thank you to a few of our champion tubbers over at our Patreon. Maddie, Joshua Silver, Joshua Gold, Sammy, Beth Gorman. Oh, like the brand. Do you reckon it's like Gorman the brand?
Yeah.
Shannon Lewis.
Lovely dresses at Gorman. A lot of colour.
Yeah, lots of colour. Not really for me.
No.
I'm very plain.
No, you're the opposite of Gorman. You're Morgor.
I'm Morgan.
Yeah.
Like morgue, like death. Shannon Lewis, Lost Avatar, Josh DeMont Fort, Jesse Vaughan, Tracy Kitts, Amber Jones and Brad Parker.
Brad Parker.
Yeah.
Welcome to the
Parker.
To
the hardly know.
When you don't know someone really well.
Yep.
There's things you can ask them and there's things you should not ask them, totally. I believe. And one of the things you do not ask someone you don't know is what they're wearing in terms of perfume and cologne. And let me tell you why.
Uh-huh.
It's not directly rude to ask what you're wearing, but indirectly what you're saying to a stranger is, I've been smelling you.
You smell good.
When someone goes, oh, you smell great. What is that? That's...
But smelling someone isn't intentional. Like if you smell someone as they walk past you or whatever, I don't think that that's that weird, because that's why people like have a scent, as in like why they put on a scent.
But if you like the waitress at a cafe,
yeah,
you're in a business meeting with someone you haven't met before.
Yeah, or business meeting's a bit different.
Or you're at the movies and you're sitting next to someone you don't know.
Yeah.
Are you just going to lean across and go, hey, babe, what are you wearing?
No, see, that's not how the interaction goes. If you're sitting next to someone, I don't think you should do it until you know that you're not going to be sitting next to each other anymore.
So you're at the movie, you say that at the start of the movie, and they go, fuck, I'm going to have to sit next to this person for two hours. Who's sniffing me.
Yeah. And then you're watching, maybe 3 hours, you're watching The Wolf of Wall Street, you know, and they're like, fuck, that person's still sitting there. That asked me how I smell. But I think that if you're like walking past somebody or like standing in a line and you're like, oh my God, like what? This is so weird.
I've been smelling you.
No, but smelling isn't intentional. Like if you had to go over to someone and lick their wrist to know what perfume they were like wearing, then like obviously you would never do that and you would never bring it up.
No.
But because like as you're walking past someone, their smell like comes into your like nose, like so I was gonna say eyeline, I was like, that's not how it works, but like
looks like you're wearing Tommy Hilfiger.
But they like waft past you, like naturally the smell comes over. Like if you had to do something weird to smell someone, then like if you fucking walked up to someone and said you taste good, then you'd be like, that's fucking weird, because I know what you have to do to taste me. But
I am visualizing things.
Sorry.
When I'll tell a perfume story. And now I'm seeing things in my mind that I just never expected to come from a perfume story.
I just don't think it's that weird. And I've actually done it.
What do you mean?
Like I have said to somebody like, oh my God, sorry, that perfume is gorgeous. What are you wearing?
And do they go, oh, Frake, stop sniffing me?
No, most people are like, oh my God, thank you so much. It's blah. And my mum bought it for me. Or, you know, it's always like it's a convo starter, I think. But I would never do it to someone if they like looked bitchy or like rude, or like if it was someone who I didn't think that I wanted to start a conversation with. You know, the first person I ever did this to, had the confidence to do it, was Beck Judd.
What the fuck?
Yeah, start small.
Beck Judd's like one of the biggest, you know, influencer.
Yeah.
Wife of a footballer.
Yeah.
And you just go up to her and go, what are you wearing?
Yeah. So we used to work together. And like, she used to work in the building that I worked in.
Yeah.
And she was in the office and she walked past and she was like, morning, how are you? And I was like, oh, I'm good, thanks. Oh, my God, sorry. What perfume are you wearing? That is so lovely.
And then she go, excuse me, do you know who I am? Stop sniffing me.
And she punched me in the face.
Yeah.
Well, she told me what it was, and it was like $800 a bottle.
Of course it was.
Or something. And I was like,
she didn't pay for it.
How dare
Hashtag
I?
Hashtag gifted.
I can't believe she didn't fucking charge me for the sniff that I took.
Like, I can't believe she didn't charge you just for being in her presence.
She's actually lovely, Beck Judd.
Is she?
She's very, very friendly.
Yeah, great.
Because she's from WA, and I'm from WA.
Yeah, old school.
And so during COVID, we were working the same building, and she would always come over and be like, oh, Tony, like, you're missing your family.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is actually lovely.
That's nice.
I like Beck.
So, and she didn't find it was strange.
No, she was fine. She's fucking really nice.
God damn it.
I know.
She's one of those people that gets painted as a bit of all influence kind of get that weird brush.
Yeah, but she's lovely. She's great.
So one of our friends, someone came up to her and asked about a fragrance, our mate Sarah.
Yes. So Sarah was shopping with another one of our friends, Leah.
Yep.
And they saw this like really expensive perfume. It's called Le Labo. If you've never heard of it, it's like another one of those really expensive ones that would never buy.
It sounds like an exotic island. Where are you going this summer? I'm going to spend time at Le Labo.
Yeah, where are you traveling to? Oh, yes, I'm off to Le Labo just for a few days.
Yeah, right.
It's called Le Labo. And, like, they actually do, I'm pretty sure it's Le Labo, they make, like, personalised fragrances.
Really?
So you can go in there and be like, oh, I love this and I love this and I love this. And they'll,
I want
like,
a little bit of oak with a hint of schnozberries. I don't know why the fuck I said that.
And they give you this beautiful bottle with like a tag on it and it says like perfume for Tony Lodge.
I know Sarah and Len. Why the fuck were they in this store?
No, so they were in this. I know, right? And so they saw this perfume and spritzed it on themselves to be like, oh my God, I could never afford this perfume.
Oh, I'd like to trial this thing.
Exactly. I'd love to people to sniff me.
Yeah,
you know,
for today and imply that I bought it.
Because who doesn't love that? And then they were like going shopping and then they're going out for dinner.
Yeah.
They've gone to this restaurant. They sat inside and it was kind of packed restaurant.
Yep.
And they ordered drinks. Like the waiter came over, they ordered a round of drinks or whatever. And this woman comes over, like a totally random woman,
yep,
walks over from like another table and goes, oh, did you girls just like spritz a perfume? Like in a nice way.
Yeah. So she's doing what you would do.
Yeah.
You go, oh, that smells great.
Yeah, and go, I'll like, come over. My God, like, what perfume are you wearing?
And so a stranger walks over in a restaurant.
In a busy restaurant and goes, like, did you girls just, like, spritz something, like, in the bathroom? Like, obviously one of them had gone and done a wee and, like, walked back out.
Yeah.
Or as they walked past them or something.
Because it must have been, like, a fresh batch because they've recently come from the Labo.
They'd only just done it.
Right.
And that's when it's the strongest,
of course.
It? And both of them are probably, like, douse themselves.
Yeah, it's free. Mate, get your money's worth. Get in here.
Never wash this jacket again. And so our friend Sarah was like, oh, yeah, we did. Because she's so friendly.
Yep.
And she was like, oh, yeah, we did. And then all of a sudden, the woman flipped out, like this random stranger.
What?
Flipped out and goes, well, it's fucking disgusting. It's making me sick. And now me and my friends have to all sit outside.
What?
And like fucking like flipped her fucking lid about them wearing this perfume.
How fucking rude.
So rude.
Or how much free Lalabo did they Lalab on themselves? Because
surely
that's a drastic, like.
Surely it wouldn't have been that bad. Even when, like, we've all walked past someone that's, like, wearing a lot of cologne or whatever, or sat down in a restaurant next to someone.
Or got into a cab and the person who must have been in before you has doused themselves.
Yes. But, like, it's not that bad. Like, it's literally
never that
bad.
I'm not leaving a restaurant.
No way.
I refuse to have my smoked salmon in the presence of Lalabo.
But, like, imagine confronting someone about it.
It's aggressive.
Like, if you and I are out for dinner, right, mm-hmm, and we go, oh, fuck, can you smell that?
Yeah.
And then you go, yeah, I can. And I go, do you want to move out? Like, that's actually, like, you know, if I had asthma or something,
breathy, yeah,
surely you would take care of it.
Oh, hey, Tony.
You're actually responsible for your own life.
We will go outside, but I'll just go have a word to them and let them know what I think on the way out there.
I would if you said that. If you're like, before we sit outside, Tony, I'm actually just going to have a word to these bitches. Like,
excuse me, champion. Is that Izzy Miyake?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, how about you, Izzy Misaki, my dick and fuck off because that smells horrific.
Izzy Misaki, my dick.
I don't know. I got worked up into the story.
No,
that's
great.
I was playing a character of someone who would do that, and I feel like that's what someone like that would say.
That was exactly, you played the character perfectly.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the role. But so then our friends went and talked to the waiter.
Yeah.
And said, like, they were like so embarrassed.
Yeah.
And so our friends, Leah and Sarah, they walked over to the waiter and were like, oh, that woman actually just like had a huge go at us. So like, can you cancel our drinks? Like, we're going to leave.
Yeah. We don't
want to. They left the restaurant because they were like, that is fucking rude. And I would just be so embarrassed.
Oh, you
like
would
if someone walked over to you and had a fucking massive go.
You smell.
Yeah.
I don't like your smell. Did the waitress go, yeah, no, fair call.
The waitress was like, oh, well, they should leave, not you guys. And they were like, well, don't, like,
we don't cause a scene.
Like, just don't worry about it. Like, she's obviously fucking depressed.
This old lady.
This old woman obviously has a fucking axe to grind.
I tell you what I reckon it is.
Yeah.
This lady
can't afford Lalabo.
Or can afford Lalabo.
Oh.
And was like, no, like she's gatekeeping Lalabo. And she goes, because they would have gone, oh, they're doing a free sample at the store.
Yes.
And she's like, I paid $1,700 for Lalabo. I got a personalized fucking whatever in the bottle. And you bitches,
I just
who
are
younger and better looking than me, just come waltzing in here with a free sample. I reckon it's not that she doesn't have it. I reckon it's that she does. And she paid a fuck ton for it. And now she's fucked off.
I reckon you're right.
Yep.
Yep. That's a hard, hit the nail on the head, yep. I reckon. I
Izzy Misaki on that one.
Izzy Misaki my dick. It's beautiful. Yep.
Fuck. That's so awkward.
It is super fucking awkward. Like, so awkward. And when they were telling, because we were on a meeting with Leah and Sarah,
yeah.
And they were like, you will not believe this fucking thing. And we're like, oh.
That's fucked up. Even the more I think about it, the more it annoys
me. It's so fucked.
It annoys me. All right. I got to love to see it though.
What is it?
Bring it back. Bring us back up.
Bring it back.
Tony, I have sent $50 from our account.
Yep.
From the TARP account.
Uh-huh.
And I've sent it to the Love and Paws Rescue in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, great.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So it came from our account because that's what's attached to the PayPal.
That's whatever. Fine.
Let me read you a passage from the website of the Love and Paws Rescue in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yeah.
The rehoming coordinator says their favorite thing about rescue is taking in dogs who haven't known the love and care and compassion that they deserve. Aww. And seeing them then get that love, care and compassion for the first time makes me really happy, and you can see the happiness on the dog's face.
Aww.
Now, the rehoming coordinator at Loves and Paws Rescue in Fort Worth, Texas is none other than TARPer Lane Cox.
Lane Cox?
That's where he works. That's his sentence. That's what he does for a living. I thought he was just a full-time troll in the Facebook group, but no, he's got a day job. And he works at the Rehoming Centre. So a shout out to Lane, his wife Aww. Brittany, and their three rescue dogs, Shadow, Shiner and Dixie, who he's taken in to take care of. We've sent you... 50,
little donation.
Yeah, 50 US. Fuck, by the way, have you seen the exchange rate? Australia is company.
Not doing well.
So $50 US was $5,000 Australian. But no, that's you love to see that, Lane. And I didn't know what you did for... Not that I could have loved you any more than I already did.
Yeah.
But
it's tough.
When I saw that, I was like, can this guy be just any fucking better?
Yeah, I'm sorry to turn your beautiful, you love to see it into a joke, but did you just say that Lane Cox has a dog called Dixie? Dixie Cox.
It's supposed to be you love to see it. It's beautiful moment. Pause the music. Tony's being fucking shit.
No, Lane, I do love to say it. And I love Lane. I chat to Lane in the comments a lot. Lane can never get his video working on the podcast on Spotify.
Yeah.
Shame, Lane. But
he's too busy saving dogs' lives.
Yeah. Him and Dixie Cox.
Dixie Cox.
Getting busy.
I also thought Shadow and China were interesting choices as well.
Well, they probably didn't get to name them.
Oh.
You know how when you like rescue a dog, they've like got a name?
It's like, what's wrong with your face? Get a Shiner. Yeah, I got a Shiner.
Yeah, I got a Shiner.
No one will see. Just put a bit of shadow on it.
Nice. My love to see it is a TikTok that's gone viral. And it just like really made me laugh, and I thought it was quite innocent. And it says, I believed in God as a kid because I always felt so moved during worship songs at my church.
Yep.
And then I went to a One Direction concert and felt the exact same thing and realized I just love live music.
Oh, righto, great.
It just made me laugh.
Feel the power.
Everybody trying to steal my girl. It's the same, apparently.
Babe.
That's Justin Bieber, but yes.
What did you say? Oh, it's not Justin Bieber.
One Direction.
Oh, did they're I all say the same Justin thing. Bieber? Oh, they're all the same
I don't know. But yeah, that fucking made me laugh. I thought that was so music. Funny.
Live life, love, babe.
I just love live music.
Live, love, love. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. See you tomorrow for Normal or Nah. And there's my mate Ethan, TARPer Ethan, has a bathroom issue he wants to discuss.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's tomorrow.
Love you, bye.
Who want to see my girl?
Oh, praise be.